Thank you for calling XPO. This is Michelle speaking. How may I help you today?
Hey, this is Wendy at Home Depot 161. I have a customer that you installed a cooktop for, and he said that they didn't need to do the cuts, which was a $300 charge, but the PO was closed out today.
Do you have the PO number?
Yeah, it's 6146-3456.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold to see if I can locate this account.
Thank you.
Thank you for the hold. Could you verify the customer's name and address?
It's Nathan White, 4045 Bonnet Creek Lane, Houston, Georgia, 30548.
Thank you. So the customer advised to take that they did not need to do any cuts. So what is the issue?
You guys paid out the PO today, like it was verified complete, so I cannot take it off. I don't know if you can reverse it, because I know when we used to be able to verify POs, if it was the same day, we could reverse it. But I don't know if you're able to do that or not.
No, ma'am.
Otherwise, I'll have to do a chargeback, and I'll need to get a chargeback authorization number.
You're saying we're not able to update it if it's stating that it's complete.
Okay, so I'll have to do a chargeback to you guys because it's paid. So who do I talk to about doing a chargeback?
I'm not sure, ma'am. We don't handle that on our end.
Do you know who does?
No, ma'am. That would be through you all.
Yeah, but so we paid you to do that service, and it was not done. So I have to give that money back to the customer. So I have to do a chargeback to your company for that amount. But I have to get a chargeback authorization number in order to do a chargeback. Do you have, like, an accounting department or?
No, ma'am. This is just the customer service line where we just schedule the measurements or installation.
Have you confirmed that the cut was not needed? Hello?
I'm looking on the account, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One moment.
Okay.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I reach out to the service provider.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.